on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Sparkle. What's up?
Wow, you're all over
that
the place.
Was creepy.
Yeah, it was kind of like robotic.
It was
robotic.
Supposed to be. It was like, It was like something. It was like Data or something.
Something.
I don't know. Just
everybody have a good
bored.
Week. It's the weekend.
That's Data.
It's not the weekend yet. Gotta get through Friday.
That's when people get to hear it.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. So, yes, it's the weekend for everybody else. Welcome.
Welcome.
Huh.
You know what I did last night, y'all? I went to Kiss and Motley Crue.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was so insane. I like, my cheeks hurt from laughing so hard. So.
And you were probably the youngest one there.
No, I don't even know. It was weird. It was funny. I never went out in the crowd, really. So I'm not even sure. I did see some people that were all dressed up, and I thought, God, 100 degrees outside, and people are putting like all that makeup on for something like that.
Yeah, I saw them in Vegas maybe 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty funny with makeup, though, right?
Well, yeah, they had the makeup on.
Yeah, we got to like do this meet and greet and meet the band, and it was so odd. I got my picture with Gene Simmons, and he's pinching my cheek, and it literally still hurts today. And I'm only as tall as like his codpiece, which is really awkward. Is that a word? I don't even know.
Yes, it is.
But, okay, very awkward.
Even really awkward cool. That you said it.
Even more so. And I will never say it again. That was that. So, yeah, I've had an interesting vacation, and it's not quite over. In fact, I don't think I'll be here for a couple shows after this one.
Oh,
so.
No. We don't
I'm
like
gonna try. I'm going to try. It's just that we have 2 more weeks before the kids are back in school, and I am going to make the very most of it.
That's
so.
Cool.
Well, we're going to have to force Mike out of the hopper or find some guests.
Yeah, Mike, sit in for me. It'll make me feel so much better.
I will try my best.
There he is, the man in black.
Rebel support.
Sweet. You see, he does exist.
Yes. Not just
like the M&Ms. They do exist.
It's the man. It's the legend. It's Mike Nestor.
We should make a poll or something on our fan page. Like, what guest would you like to be on the show?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
See who's popular by demand.
Yes. That would be interesting, especially if nobody responded.
That would be
Chester
crazy.
Would fill it up with Chester.
It was fun to have Brandon on.
Yeah.
Hear his voice after
it's fun to always have a guest on because, I mean, we had Martin and Ike both before, and we've had some other guests in the trading community and that kind of stuff. It's always good to get different opinions on what people feel about the game and our bizarre twisted ways that we'd like to see the game change. That's not really.
And we've even had stranger guests on than that. We had Melissa from The Walking Dead.
Yep.
So we've even gone off of our platform at least once.
Yep.
And I'm really bummed out that, remember Randall, the guy that made the honey badger video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he was going to come on. And I think it was right before he got extra popular.
He got so fat.
He was at TMZ. Like, he wasn't going to come to our show.
Yeah.
No. I think it was his assistant's fault.
Yeah.
Well, because his emails to me were really nice.
I know. I was kind of bummed out, but whatever.
He would have been a fun guest.
Yeah. Yep. Honey badger don't care.
That's what Brandon said to me once. We were having a problem with when the game was being weird. And I said, well, what if I just go to a different browser? He goes, the server don't care.
Server don't care. Does not give it.
I see what you mean.
Fine. So what's been going on in the game? I've been so crazy busy, and I log in when I can, and I'm like, oh my God, there's poker. There's an ice season. I got to finish this. I'm like scattered, but I'm trying not to just care at all, but I kind of do.
The ice season came out of nowhere. Like, it wasn't expected, but they're so far behind schedule.
Ah, they got to get their quota out there.
Yeah, I don't understand that. It makes me so mad every time. And I keep repeating myself over and over again, and I'm
I know, we're like
now tired of talking about it.
If fix it.
Yeah, I need to find the segment when I just rant and then just keep replaying it every third episode because I want to say the same things. I think they still keep missing the boat, though, on what this game is to people and what why people play it. And I keep hoping out hope that one day it'll hit them and they'll go, oh my God.
We missed it.
They were right. You know?
Yeah, and that might be too late by then.
Yeah.
That's what worries me, but...
You know, I mean, there's just so many elements now in the game that why do we even still have them? There's no purpose for them being there. I mean, they're adding new things now on top of it, you know, like the ice seasons and the poker, and why do we need two of those things going on at any given moment? If you want us to do them,
just
rotate them every other week.
Yes.
You know, or come out with one that's going to be 1 week, one that's going to be the next, one that's going to be the next, or whatever, if it's going to be, a 7-day event. You know, if you have to have something new, then alternate it every couple of weeks so that this way it's not stacked on top
It'll
of each other.
It'll stay fresh that way.
There.
Yes. You'd be like, yay.
You'd be like, okay, I'm looking forward to the ice seasons coming up at the, you know, the third Thursday of every month. I don't know.
Exactly.
But,
the only time I look forward to it is when I want to fix what I did last time.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah.
I'm just so, like, sick of Mafia Poker. I hate it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it the first few times. It was fun. And I think if they would stretch it out,
well,
it might be enjoyable.
And I think to your point, and I think that the people are struggling with now is you've got that going on, and then now what do you do with your gifts? You know, which mm-hmm. gifts do you accept? Do you only accept the poker gifts? You know, and... Yes, this game is a game of strategy, and yes, you have to make some decisions and stuff like that to decide how you're going to boost yourself up and stuff. But, you know, it's too much in that sense.
Yeah,
when you've
got to
make a decision about whether
decisions.
Or not you can accept, you know, 40 of the poker cards and then still get your usual, you know, 20 of each of your blue and red mystery bags. And
it just takes the fun away.
It's too much work, and when it's work, it's not fun. And this is a game. It's supposed to be fun. You know, quit killing it, you know, from that standpoint. So
Fun suckers. I hate that because it should be just fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
So there's just too much here to think about, though.
Yeah, I'm sure Jen's got a master list of everything come out.
That's what I heard.
It's the speaking of all this gifting and making choices, we have Mafia Poker going on, and server images and loot items have been added to the inventory for a gift mastery event. And it seems kind of sporting themed. Like, I'm thinking they probably meant to release it sooner to kind of go with the Olympics.
Olympic stuff, yeah.
Stupid athlete mystery bags, like, the Olympics are going to be over on Saturday.
And they haven't come out yet.
No, I'm sure they will. Like, and they'll probably come out before the show airs.
Yeah, it'll come out right after we finish.
What is she talking about?
Yeah.
But, you know, so there's playoffs. 20 gifts a day. The gift mastery event is kind of gift. You got to accept a lot of gifts.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll put that off, but I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised to see it pop up tonight.
That's what she said.
I knew that was coming.
Couldn't resist. Yep.
We always make it back to kindergarten somehow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank God for kindergarten.
You learn the most stuff in kindergarten. Mm-hmm.
And then to coincide with this ice season, they decided to do another mega power attack experiment. And they made it different than the last time. Like, last time it was just 3 times the attack. And now this time the number of attacks per power attack are based on your amount of stamina, which I kind of like that. Like, it gives incentive to have more of a certain skill. Like, you know, people that are maybe close to 10,000 stamina mm-hmm. are going to want to try to get more to meet that threshold. But if you do have 10,000 stamina or more, each power attack is now worth 35 attacks. So if you fight in London, Brazil, or Chicago, you're going to pay 175 stamina per click.
Well, I need more stamina.
Yeah, and it's on a gradient. There's a chart I posted on my blog. But I can't really tell if it makes a difference. It's still taking me, a while to get my ices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing something different that I've never done with this ice season. Usually when I see it, I'm like all gung-ho and I want to finish it in a day or two and I do nothing but fight.
Right.
And I said, you know, I have to get 150 ices for family progression anyways. So I'm just doing 150 a day this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really seem to affect my gameplay. I guess I'm over you know, when things are new, you want to finish them. Like it used to be when Fight Loot came out, I would just buy stamina refills like crazy to max out as soon as possible. But then you realize, well, you're going to finish it anyways. So why invest any reward points or extra time?
The only reason I am spending extra time when I can is because I'm traveling so much that I might go a day or two without playing. So
yeah.
I'm just trying to knock it out unlike I normally would.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the only good reason to waste your time on it.
Right? Yeah.
Help
so,
me.
And there's mixed reviews on these power attacks. And one thing they really need to fix, because people are freaking out about it, is a while back they changed the player updates. So it'll say so-and-so attacked you one time. And that one time is really a power attack. So they really attacked you like a buttload of times, but it'll give the amount of damage. So they're like, how can someone attack me once and do 3,000 damage? Like, it's confusing people.
Mm-hmm.
And now with this power or mega power attack thing activated, it's like if you look through your power player updates, you're going to see people are doing a lot of damage to you.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, you're doing damage to them, the people you attack. I do like that if you go fight in London, you really can burn through your stamina quickly.
Holy moly. You're right. I got attacked nine times and took 25,424 damage.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I wish you wouldn't have told me that. I would have been better off. Okay, yeah, so sorry.
Know that. That's going to confuse you and you're going to be like, well, I don't even have that much health. How are they?
No, my goodness.
So, you've been iced 750 times in one attack.
And your profile has flipped. Great.
Have the rope script out there.
Done.
Script. So yeah. It's just confusing to the community. They really should just do an overhaul on the player updates. Like, I'm sorry, I don't care who I fought for Capo. I know people are into that. But if I don't want to see that, I should be able to shut that off. Just tell me who attacked me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And make it coincide.
And the war stuff is fine to be there.
No, like, it's not, because you go talk to someone and the war's already over.
But sometimes it's someone that doesn't realize they had war declared on them. I don't know. I guess just players that don't play often, I see it with. Like me, probably.
And let it update more. You know, so much gets lost in that. And if you run the player updates by Spockholm,
mm-hmm.
you so much more.
Yeah, half the time it's like an hour off. So
yeah.
It's irritating.
Or some show, and I've tested this. I've attacked myself with a different account to see how long it would take to show up in the player updates, and it doesn't even show up. And I'm like, well, I'm attacking myself, which that's bad to do, by the way. Once in a while, it's not bad, but if you...
Attacking yourself, bad.
But if you make a practice of doing that with another account to gain passive experience to level, and you do that repeatedly, that's going to get your account flagged.
Yeah.
And that is... And that is a practice you really should have.
I just keep picturing that, you know, like when a person takes your hand and then, why? Stop punching yourself.
Stop
punching yourself.
Yeah, stop hitting yourself. It's like the older brother always doing
that's
that.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Why are you hitting yourself?
And if you try that with whenever the mega power attack's going on and you try that, you are going to level like crazy because you get so much passive experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's cool and all, but if you're relying on that to level, then I think if you do that on a long-term basis, you're kind of looking for trouble.
Yep.
There have been accounts banned for that practice.
Yep.
According to the people that were banned. I don't know. Yeah. We don't know what they do on their end.
Yeah. You know, speaking of bans, I've been thinking about this because it's, you know, we know accounts that have been banned and stuff like that. And, you know, we get these warnings in the game occasionally and they pop up and then they disappear. I think Zynga needs to put something a little bit more deliberate, that if your account has been tagged as having a violation, I think they need to put like a little red stop sign in the top right-hand corner or something like that that says that is that indicator, and it stays there on your game until that window clears or something. You see what I'm saying? You know, the problem you have is that many of us that use scripts, and I know they don't want us to, but oh well, we do. And we don't see those pop-ups necessarily. And I don't mean because we've just left our game off and running and we've walked away to go do other things. I'm talking about that we have the script running, we're staring at the screen, but we don't see some of those pop-ups. So they should have something that's a little bit more deliberate to indicate, or something that shows up, like you say, in player updates, that's a persistent message that stays there that says...
that you are being investigated.
Well, right? Even if you're not being investigated, maybe that's the bad choice of words, but even if you've gotten a warning, then the warning should stay somewhere visible so that you can see that in some way. You see what I'm saying? Because if you don't get the pop-up, you don't ever even know that you've been flagged, you know, as, you know, having unusual activity.
I get that pop-up once a day at the same time every day.
Right. Really? And there's players in the game that get it whether or not they use scripts or not. But but if you're not paying attention to those pop-ups, or something else happens on the screen and it disappears, you may not see it, which happens, then they should have something that's a little bit more deliberate to let you know about it.
They need to overhaul the system. They need to give, if they banned accounts in the past, they need to give people the opportunity to modify their behavior.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying is, if you don't know you got the message, then there should be some indicator somewhere, whether or not it's, you know, the banner up at the top changes color so you know that, you know, you've been, you know, flagged for unusual activity, and then when it disappears, you kind of know that, you know, things are back to normal again. Or, you know, I'm just thinking there has to be something more obvious, but maybe that's just me. I don't know. Informing people, I think, is important.
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head on one of our shows when you said that the people that were banned, they had been playing that way for years. There needs to be better warning systems.
Right.
We don't really know what happened between Zynga and those accounts.
Yeah.
We only know what they told us. So they meaning the players themselves.
Right. Yeah. And that's between them. And I'm not even getting into the ones that we know about. I'm just talking about as a general observation, if there's many of us that don't ever see those pop-ups. You know, or even that you might have been temporarily suspended from doing certain stuff if that's not a part of the game you ever play. Like, if I got banned from fighting, I probably wouldn't notice, you know.
Right.
I mean, other than unless I was doing the family
gifting,
progression.
Like, who cares?
Or gifting.
Like, what do you gift these days?
Right. You know, I mean, it may come up, but I'm just saying that those things you may not have any clue about without some kind of more prominent feature in the game that lets you know that's occurred, and it's something that stays there so you can see it, as opposed to, you know, a pop-up that comes and goes. That pop-ups are a useless tool for letting people know that there's something drastically wrong. I've always said that what they need to create is like an information bar, and in there goes messages that are of importance to when you fight, when you do other things, and then some of those things will stay in there as, you know, like we have in some of our scripts. There's some things that you can actually turn on in the script that says this stays in the log regardless of what happens.
We could talk for hours about all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's like politically correct or not, but what do you guys think about the shakeup at Zynga today?
Well, it happened a couple
yesterday,
days ago,
actually, right?
When the COO resigned. Uh-huh. And he was the one we talked about on the last show that came over from Electronic Arts.
Right. That's why I thought it was interesting.
Wonder if he's going back there.
That's what I was wondering. Like,
well, some people say maybe Amazon will get him, because one important news thing that happened this week is Amazon released a social game on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And they created, it's called the Amazon Gaming Studio, and they're going to get serious about making social games. Yeah. And right now, Zynga's seen as their only competition. Now, if social games are declining because it's a fad and people are getting over it, then they probably won't succeed. But if they make quality games,
you know,
could take over.
Oh, absolutely. And social gaming is not going away.
No,
I don't think so either.
No, because, you know, there's people that have said long time that games, you know, in general are going to be, you know, falling off and stuff like that. And I would bet, you look at the revenues generated by these publishers of video games for the Xbox, the PS2, online games, and everything else. They're making money.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Well, in Mafia Wars, they used to make like upwards to 40 $46 million a quarter.
Right.
And now they're down to $16 million, which if you think about it, the game probably does, they don't probably spend that much to develop it.
Right.
So, you know, $16 million is nothing to laugh about.
No.
Sure. And it said not. $60 million they've lost since the IPO went public, right?
Well, the stock has gone down.
Yeah. I haven't really followed it.
Revenues. Yeah, I've been kind of following it. A lot of people, and shout outs to all of them who send me these articles and post them on the fan page. Some of them are.
I wouldn't know if it weren't for those people. So.
Yeah. I know. I don't have enough time to go searching on the internet. And a lot of times, some of these articles, I think, kind of skew things to make it like a witch hunt type article. Mm-hmm. I try not.
The article I saw today that I think you were included on was a Fox News one.
Anthony sent us.
Yeah, sure. Anthony sent us one, and they just basically laughed and laughed about Zynga.
Yeah,
it was really kind of sad.
But you know the funny part is, regardless, they're still laughing their way to the bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
They may not be laughing with as much money at the bank, but they laugh in there with a lot of money at the bank.
Yeah, and I like how people write articles giving them advice, and I do it too, like, well, just listen to us, it would work. And they're probably laughing like, okay, how many millions do you have, and you're trying to give us advice?
Yeah.
So regardless of what we complain about or say they should do, they still make a lot of money.
Yep.
True.
But just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you make good decisions.
Right. Well, and same with
Facebook. Trader No-Go. Wait, no. Trader No-Go was a genius idea, actually, as a matter of fact. It's Trader Go. That was the failure.
Yeah, No-Go was perfect. That was awesome.
You know,
it would have been good if it was like a recycling dump like we had hoped for.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what players want.
Trade.
Yeah. And then that's going to become available soon when Spotcom releases the VLA-inator.
Yeah, we're creating the city dump. You just throw all your crap
away.
Yeah,
people are asking. Y'all need to step up the pace.
Yeah.
People got stuff trash.
You know, that's essentially what we had hoped Trader Go would be, and it wasn't. So the fact that, you know, script writers can come in and create a feature that does not exist in the game is pretty amazing and should be embraced.
Yep.
By Zynga, like, oh, cool. Now we don't have to do that. Let's do something more important.
That's the point that I've been making for 2.5 years
they
don't have to do everything in the game. Let the scripters help. Get over yourselves and get over your damn stupid legal department that you can't let people build on your game because put those damn stupid lawyers in a room, box them up, and ship them off to the Siberia or something. They're not helping, you know?
No. And where are they to give advice before all these lawsuits pop up?
Most of them don't even play.
And you know, I understand there's abusive scripts. There's no question about it. But you know what? That's going to be there no matter what. And you've got abuses regardless of whether or not people use scripts or not. So you have people exploiting parts of your game, and they will always do it. If there's a bug in a game, people are going to exploit it. It happens to console games. It happens to anything.
Word.
You know? Word.
I wish it would happen in casinos.
Yeah, well, they try.
Well, it happens at every once in a blue moon, and then
there's somebody that makes it.
There's something that happens, and then they get caught.
Yeah.
And then, but there's, you know, there's people that try to exploit different things.
Vegas would be the first place it would be happening back in the day.
Yeah.
Before security got better.
Yep. Well, we know that story. The what was it? The Harvard kids with the blackjack.
Counting
cards. Blackjack team.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They had it all down to a science.
Yep.
And now, like, the technology is so that they have, like, facial recognition cameras.
Oh, it's a fuss. Don't even mess around.
I have a few friends out here that are known card counters, and they can't even walk in a casino. They're, like, spotted immediately.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I can do it a little bit, but I'm not that good at it.
You just got banned, girl.
Or I wouldn't be here. Yeah. I'd be playing blackjack right now.
Blackjack's the only thing I've ever been good at. And, hey, Jen, I might come visit you this week.
I saw that.
Uh-huh.
I we'll have to get together.
You can teach me to count cards.
And that was the last we heard of Jenna Goose.
Yep.
Yes. Bye-bye. She's now broke, holding up a sign on the road.
I know, on the side of the Vegas freeway.
or broken legs out in the desert. One of the two.
I know. God, help me. I'll say my prayers.
Anyway.
Actually, I have good karma. I should be all right.
Yeah. Well, the best way to do it in Vegas is not to even start gambling. It's fun and all, but it's
I have my son with me, so it's not like a gambling trip or anything. It's just a stopover before Disneyland is basically what that's going to be.
Yeah. Wonder if we're going to get Disneyland loot in the game.
Really?
I don't know.
Kind of fun.
No, because they couldn't they do that. They'd get sued.
They'd have to change the mouse.
And I've already sent all their lawyers off to Siberia, so there's no one to defend them.
And I'm always waiting for because I use Tinkerbell as the logo on my blog.
Yeah.
Like I'm always like, is someone from Disney going to tell me not to do that?
You know, you got all your exclusions to say it's a registered trademark.
I did put that in there. It was funny because when I started the blog, I didn't think anyone would ever even read it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do something girly, and since we're big Disney fans,
I love Tinkerbell. She's cute.
I went with Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell. So what else we've got going on?
Oh, well, I'll try to keep this short because there's so much. A whole bunch of loot items were added today, and I can't thank Team Spock Home enough for this inventory history script.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Woo!
Plug. Subtle plug.
No, but we always know when new loot is added. Before this script came about, it would just be like happenstance. Someone would find one or two items. And this script has just done wonders for us being informed of what's to come. So like I said, there's a gift mastery event. And it was kind of weird. The gifts were actually added to the inventory, and that never happened before. Kind of like how these athlete mystery bags were added to the inventory. So I don't know if they're changing something over there. So we got that on the horizon. We have a, it's a consumable item called a ninja gava hook, or a ninja gabbling hook. And it doesn't really have anything else to go with it. So that's why I think it's for like another round of the robbing spree. It's the only thing that makes sense. You know, I have no knowledge if they're going to do another season, but it makes sense. Mm-hmm. So we might have that coming up. And then we got two, fighting items that are different from anything we've seen in the past, that they have tiers. One's called a pointed threesome, and there's four levels of mastery. And the other one is a glass blower, and it has three levels of mastery. And they're labeled for fighting. Oh, so I don't know what that could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was thinking, they really got to do something with all these victory coins that we have. And maybe this will be like how that loyalty program loot was, where it was purchased on a gradient.
Yeah.
That would be the best thing for them to do, to get rid of these victory coins and then shut it down.
Yeah.
I think you said that, Pete.
I have a very strong opinion about the fact that, you know, what they need to do is release new fight loot in the marketplace, in the fight club, and then basically start a slow roll out of the victory coins. Just stop them dropping from fights. The only thing that they'll have to figure out a way to balance out, and there's probably another way to do it other than victory coins, maybe not. Maybe you keep the fight club open, but you start decreasing the amount of victory coins that can be achieved. So you slow down the drop rate, because the one thing that most people will use the victory coins for is the health, energy boost in the fight club.
Yep, it's the only thing I use it for.
But that's only it. I mean,
victory coins. Like, I have like 1.5 million, and I know people that have 7-8 million.
Well, and then
give me my mini packs back, and I could care less what you do with the victory coins.
And that's exactly right. And that's another point. We, you know, the one thing that we really liked was the balancing of the mini packs.
Exactly.
And we even made a recommendation to say offer the mini packs in two pack styles, which was an energy or a stamina. And then you could do whichever you wanted, and you got 6 or 8 a day, whatever the maximum was going to be. And, you know, then you weren't burning up an entire,
And you could pace yourself. You didn't, it was
that's
a lot
the thing.
Better.
I think they didn't like that because people, they really want you to go buy an energy refill. They don't want you to be able to keep leveling. And I think that's why they remove those.
Yeah, but there's so many options now to get you to level.
True.
I mean, your family progression, you can get, depending on what level you're at, huge amounts of experience that
and
help you get over that bump.
Yeah. I miss them. It sucks.
No, they're perfect. I would love them now. Like at the time they were out, I didn't have a good ratio.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't, like, a full energy pack helped me. But now that I've worked on upping my points where I can pretty much serial level if I have these little helper things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't buy refills anymore because I don't need to. I don't have enough time to play to use all my bonuses.
Right. Exactly.
And people that fight regularly in families, they're going to buy the stamina refills regardless. You're going to run out of them and you're
going to want to keep fighting.
That's exactly right. So, I mean, the idea of saying that it's going to prevent people from buying them is kind of ridiculous. And there's any number of ways to get money out of people anyway. So
they're spending or the game wouldn't be here.
Yeah, you've got people buying into the VIP and there's options for stimulating, you know, more people to participate in the VIP. I just, you know, there's so many ideas out here that they could take advantage of and, you know, really boost back up the player base and keep those that are here now consistently playing. You know, you're getting a lot of people burned out.
Right. And I know, like, the family battle feature doesn't have much to offer in the way of rewards. But when you do get into a battle with the family, I think all strategy long term goes out the window.
Yeah.
And I will totally buy a stamina refill if I run out, because I want to keep fighting in the battle. And I think if they would make these battles more lucrative as far as the rewards, I think they would see a big increase.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And that all ties in with, you know, why are you giving us another boss fight and only one loot item is useful?
Right.
There's so many features in the game that we would embrace and would participate in, but they don't want to make the loot.
And if
helpful.
You're not going to change the loot on it, then why don't you eventually end up getting rid of it? You got like operations. I'd really be interested to hear the stats on their operations at this point. They were popular at first.
I see some people post them, but it's rare.
I think the only reason people do them now is because each one offers 4 points for the helper.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they might not know you could just go use the loose slots spocklet and get 60 in like 10 minutes.
Or collect your gifts.
Yeah.
That's what I do when nowadays. I'm in a pinch.
But we have to understand, too, there's people with smaller mafias that they actually have trouble getting that many gifts a day.
True.
Yeah, we take that for granted a lot.
Yeah.
But that's your strategy of your game. Right. You build up your family one way or another if you want to get to that.
I would have never had this many friends if it didn't start that way.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when I first played, like, I would have my boyfriend call his friends that were on my Facebook and get them to play Mafia Wars.
Join Jen's Mafia.
And I got
to do that for him.
I had like 40 friends. And then when I realized you actually need 500, I was like, what?
What?
Okay, we got new bonus job and bandit loot. And again, it's not very helpful. Like, at first I thought, oh, well, maybe it just doesn't help VIP players. But I got a couple comments on the blog that I'm not a VIP member and it's not helping me either. So there's like 2 rare items that might help people. And seriously, this bonus job, get rid of it. Who does those?
I don't.
I do them until they're done once, but I never go back and repeat them.
Yeah, they're annoying.
Yeah.
And make them lucrative. Make them, like, have a good ratio. So when we see we have 15 minutes, we're going to, like, be like, oh, boy, I want to do this job as much as possible. I'm going to go buy an energy refill.
Except for there is one advantage to keeping it.
What?
Keeps your bandit away.
True. Yeah, when you do get one, I notice you don't get as many bandits.
Or if you continue to repeat the job, you don't get another bandit on that job.
Yeah. I was trying to get a screenshot of eliminating a bandit today. And I was like, how come whenever I want one of these stupid buggers, I can't get one? But when I don't want them, they're like, boom, boom, boom.
They're all over the place.
Yeah. Martin said that once, too, when he was working on the script. He's like, I can't get one. I think they just know, and they mess with you.
They're just out to get you.
Yeah.
Yes. That's new loot. Remember those loot items they would give us as gifts and we had to go search for them?
Yeah, that they eventually started showing up in the ZMC.
Yeah, well, they're back in the request part again, but they're not even loot items. They're boosts. I know. So I'm like, well, that's not even worth my time.
Yeah.
Which they should get rid of that, too.
Yeah, they might as well. The only benefit by giving us boosts instead of loot items is that people that can't find it are going to be like, oh, well, who cares? And then they're not going to contact customer support.
Well, no. Are you recommending, Jenna, that they just get rid of boosts entirely? fight boosts and stuff?
I don't use them.
I don't. I have it turned off.
I have it turned off, too. I never turn that on. It's a waste of my time.
Mm-hmm.
And in very few circumstances will they help you. So it's like a feature in the game, once again, that does nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I think they're trying to make you think it's going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And hoping you'll buy them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do people actually pay for that?
I don't know. I'm sure if you didn't know the game and thought, oh, boy, I'm going to increase my attack.
I could beat them if I... Yeah.
Oh, I might be able to beat the Swede if I buy a boost.
Or maybe even Mike.
Whoopsie!
He's going to bookmark you and come back. You're gonna die.
And then they're so laughable because in this day and age, you need to really whack someone a whole bunch of times to ice them. So if I have 10 boosts, like, am I going to think I can ice this person in 10 hits?
Yeah.
So
not in this day and age.
No. And if they want to keep boosts in the game, I think they should update them. Like, the job boosts are a joke. Like, minus 24 energy when my job's, like, almost 1,200 energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. Give us, if you're going to give us a job boost, make them consistent with what the job energy costs are. Like, knock a couple hundred off.
Yep.
They're not giftable anymore, so I don't think people could exploit them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... we talked about the ice season. There's a lot of gimmicks going on in the game. You'll see always on the homepage banner, they don't miss a beat to put reward point things up there. So we, you know, the reward card in the marketplace, when you get 10 punches, you get 15 skill points.
Oh, right, right.
Well, for the next 10 days, instead of just 15 skill points, you can get an additional 14 skill points because they're going to give them to you along the way. And if your punch is near the end, it may be worth it to make a purchase because you'll get the points that you should have gotten if it was actually like that, but it's only going to last for 7 days.
Now, see, when I first saw that, I thought they were doing away with the whole thing in whatever it says, 6 days or whatever the...
No, they just added extra skill points.
Oh, okay. All right.
If you're going to buy reward points anyways, and sure, who's not gonna like free skill points, but it's not enough to get you to go out and buy it.
Mm-mm.
And then we have that stupid family bargain feature.
Like, oh yeah,
that's a joke, and I'm sure nobody was buying it, and so they changed that up a bit, and now you get more skill points, but it's like two more. And they lowered the number of items. So instead of 100 items to get the plus one skill point, it's 50 items.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's funny because we'll see on our family, like, one or two people bought one. We're like, who bought this?
Does anybody ever fess up?
No, and I don't know if there's families that actually get this. Like, I'm just like, why do they keep offering it? And I would think with the people that like to come over to fan pages and post screenshots and brag and say, hey, look at us, I think we would have seen a screenshot of this actually happening.
Yeah, you would think.
I'm not willing to go buy 100 loot items that are going to be replaced next week to get the screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone ever does, I'd appreciate it. And then, of course, the new round of collectible stat cards. And nobody cares about those anymore. And that's another feature they could have made fun and useful. Like, let the people that buy them get the skill points, but let the people that buy them trade them to other players. Like, maybe people just want to have them.
Mm-hmm.
They could have had fun with that. And that's not anything that's going to exploit your game. So someone wants a pixelated page in their inventory. You know, why not let
them have it? Yeah.
And they give us so many duplicates that... that's what's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should let me just pick the one I want to buy. Don't make it be a surprise.
Yeah.
Like, here's three more cards that you already have, but we know you want that one, but we're not going to give it to you until you spend 400 more reward points.
1,000 reward points in total plus.
Yes. Yeah. I just don't buy them anymore. Yeah. And my game's not different. I'm not even upset. I'm upset I bought the first two.
Yeah.
I wish I could refund them.
Yep.
And... oh, so they're missing the boat on that. They could have this be a fun feature of the game, but they choose not to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have something kind of funny in the line of contests. They have a video contest going on. And what they want you to do is make a 7 to 10 minute instructional video on aspects of the game, download it to YouTube, and submit it to them to let them use. And the winner will get a whopping 1,000 reward points.
Oh, yay!
Pretty hefty.
Hey!
Yes, you to do their job for them.
Yeah.
We shouldn't make fun of that, because I think to an extent we do some aspects of their job.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun.
We do.
We should submit one with the Spock home toolbar and all the scripts. And
submit.
Don't forget to add the blog and the informant podcast.
I was going to add Pete's video.
Mike, can you do that out of the hopper for us?
My toolbar, what was it? What was
your
it?
Your actual toolbar. Video.
The actual toolbar.
Actual.
Yeah.
I made a cute little video. It was just for fun, like showing how to buy reward points. Mm. And I don't know how to upload and do all that stuff, so I had to ask Mike to do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the music didn't come out right. I was trying to put this rap song in the background, and the guy says, I'm top chef and you're top ramen. But it didn't really come out right. It would have been funny if I was better at making videos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to work on that, you and me. We could take some heat out of the hopper and piece editing.
And then they announced the crate winner. Remember they had that crate contest, and we kind of made fun that the Jesus Christ crate.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me what I saw is a joke, and that's not legit.
It's legit. They picked the winner, so our next crate's going to be psychology crates. And the guy that submitted the entry, he made 10 loot items as suggestions. And so they picked 8 of them, and they're now going to be the items that drop from the crate. And they're all psychiatry-based stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the items kind of made me upset.
Tell them.
Well, it's called the suicide razor blade. And I just think that's insensitive to survivors of people that have had loved ones.
Some people play the game just to escape some of that kind of stuff.
I know. So, you know, they could have just called it razor blades. They could have picked the other loot items the guy said. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that was in good taste. Mm-hmm. You know, they protect.
Well, there's a lot of that lately.
People. So. I think they need to change that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know it's just a game, and people might think, oh, she's stupid. It's Mafia Wars. Get over it. But that's a real life issue there.
Yeah, especially, you know, a psychology crate.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't. I don't know. It's a little creepy.
Highlight mental illness, because mental illness is a serious thing.
You have Prozac crates. I don't know.
Yeah. So that kind of.
Need crates for Jen.
Disney crates.
OCD crates.
OCD.
I still liked my entry. I was mad they didn't pick it. I wanted people to send in pictures of their dogs.
Pete crates.
Little doggies. I think that would have been cute.
I think so too.
Like real players' dogs, not dogs that you just make up.
Mm.
And I think they should bring back the unicorns.
Actually have breathing holes for the animals.
Uh-huh.
That actually look like portable crates.
Like domesticated dogs.
Yeah. That's cute.
And my Pomeranian would have won, because she's the cutest dog in the world.
The cutest dog in the whole world.
My God.
You have one of those voices when you talk to your dog?
Yeah.
I bet you. She babies him. Come here, baby. Come to mommy.
Who's the cutest dog in the whole world?
You are. Yes, you are.
She knows it, too. But every dog owner thinks that about their dog, I realize. But mine really is.
I don't have a dog, and the cat's driving me crazy. I miss when my kids just had imaginary animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are a lot of work.
Yeah, the cleanup was much easier.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, well. And I think that is everything. Oh, Zynga has a new game called Chefville.
As if Cafe World was not enough, let's move on to Chef World.
Yeah, maybe they decided instead of copying other companies' games, they would just copy their own and keep lawsuits internal.
That's pretty fun.
But I think that's about it.
That was a lot.
There's more. I know, there was a lot.
I know, I believe there's probably more that you're missing, but I've been so overwhelmed that that's plenty.
Yeah, that's enough.
Hey, dear God.
And at the time this airs, there's going to be more.
Mm-hmm.
We're a day behind.
Yep.
I think people forget that sometimes. So they're like, you forgot.
We forget nothing. We see all. We just don't make it. It doesn't always make it in the show when you're going on for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, does anybody got a shout out?
Yep.
What you got?
I got a shout out to the Spocks. We made it to level 10 in the family progression. We are rocking it.
Ooh,
we got
Spock
the
on.
Big 2 hours less on our wars now.
Nice.
So, Zynga, we need some more war loot.
May as well bring the other family property then.
Yeah. Oh, I had a point about that. I think they should make the family property items giftable.
I think that a lot of families that are smaller would like that too.
Pardon me?
Through the inventory gifting, you mean?
Yeah, you should be able to gift the reinforced steel and the artillery shells so that this way...
Just to your family or to anybody?
No, to any family. So that this way, you know, I mean, there's a lot of families that are kind of like watch out for other littler families. Mm-hmm. And those people that don't have an opportunity to get a lot of items, you know, or don't have a lot of people in their mafia, but they have, you know, 10 or 15 people, a really small one. Never mind. Anyway, then...
That's what she said. I was going to leave it alone. But
and then...
thank God for Jed.
Then, yeah, so then you should have the opportunity, if you've collected them and you've already finished your property, you should be able to turn around and gift them off to other people. Since there's not really a need to keep them with regard to the fact that the robbing sucks in it, then and nobody's doing it, then you might as well at least let the gifting take place so that, you know, people can help people out. I mean, that's your social interaction in this game.
Got to find a way to keep it up.
Yep. And that's actually something the trading community does. I've seen on the trading sites, like, people will give so-and-so X amount of weapons parts if they join that family for a day and dump all their shells or concrete.
Right.
So you should be, I agree, you should be able to do it without having to join that family to help them.
Right. True. And then you're punished because you join that family. You can't join back into another family, your own family, until after it's done. So you're finding all these workarounds in the game that just don't have to exist.
Right.
You know, and along those lines, if there's things in the game that, you know, Zynga's concerned about with regard to the number of items people have and the idea of opening trading back up, then limit the number of items to 501. You know, we can only use 501 anyway, so why do we ever need to collect 10,000 of a VIP loot item? We're never going to use it, so what's the point?
That's actually the best idea I've ever heard. That would eliminate all their problems of accounts running multiple scripts to get as many loot items as possible.
Right.
Limit everything to 501. Once you hit that, you can't get more.
Right.
That's a genius idea. Compliments of Pistol Pete.
Ta-da.
But I'm sure someone else thought of it before you.
Everybody wants to be that Pete.
Sorry, I turned a shout out into multiple conversation pieces.
I know, but that's a brilliant idea. Like, if they would really listen to that and do that, trading would be fun again.
A lot of things. Yeah.
If someone wanted to sell loot, they'd have to have like 20 billion accounts.
Yep.
And then the Zynga's DAUs would go up. It would be good for them metrics wise.
Mm-hmm. A chain reaction of fun.
Yeah, that's something they need to think about.
Yep.
It's in progress.
I like that idea.
Pretty good. So who else has a shout out? Or
you know what?
I
missed Social Assassin's first birthday bash, and so I wanted to say happy birthday to them. And I kind of miss my friends at MIG and Stalker Sue. So, yeah.
Stalker Sue?
Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Oh, all right then.
Jen, you got a shout out?
Yeah, my shout out is to Martin from Team Spotcom. He did a really nice thing. He helped the people at the Mafia Wars add-on get their tool added to the Chrome Web Store. Because as you know, Chrome updated, so a lot of people can't download their extensions like they used to.
Yeah.
And if those extensions aren't in the Chrome Web Store, you have to do like a complicated workaround. And so Dawn Arlington, who runs the fan page over there, or is one of the admins, she asked Martin for help, and he helped her, and I guess he spent a lot of time. And I think that was just kind of a great show of how, you know, the script writers aren't fighting each other.
Those Spockholm guys are sure helpful.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Wrap it up.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get them crashing to the